You're listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1. We're back. We're going to talk about...
why we were gone.
Why we were gone.
Now we're back.
Time traveling hiking.
Yes. Or not a time cave.
Not a time cave. Or a soda cave. We didn't talk about that. We'll have to talk about that.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
the
time
soda cave. Listen, we're not joking. There is a cave out there.
And I was in it.
Soda. I refused to get in it.
You did, but I did.
I stayed outside.
I did it. We did a lot of hiking. We're going to talk about that stuff.
That's a teaser for next time.
Yeah, we're just pretty much you're going to listen to us talk about what happened while we've been gone. So
it's pretty much a very rough cut of us getting back to this,
getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah, and then maybe for episode 2, it'll be a little bit more together.
A little bit more together. A couple odd stories that I heard about a really old 12-billion-year-old planet and why cats talk to people. That's all coming up next. Thanks for listening, guys.
All right. Bye.
Why would you say bye?
Sorry.
Why would you say bye? We're starting the podcast.
I didn't think about it.
Ignore that.
Okay. Sorry. Listen.
The podcast starts now. Season 2 of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast. I had everything labeled as Season 1 before, but I didn't really know if we were going to just keep going on one season and keep going, but we never really stopped last season.
Well, it's a good thing you did code it Season 1, because it wasn't you, it was me. I had some issues, some personal life stuff going on, and now it's time to get back.
Yeah, well, there a lot... From the time we stopped, I think the last podcast we did was August, right?
Yeah.
Between August and now, everything has changed.
Everything.
Yeah.
My entire life is different, which maybe I'll get into in some other time.
Yeah. That's as far as you need to get into
that's
it now.
That's as far as I need to get into it. Actually, in August, it already had changed, but...
It was the beginning of the change. Yeah. It was a change that you thought would have been
different.
The big change, but that was not the big change.
I was listening to the podcast. Sorry about the peas, everybody. Yeah, I was listening to that today just to remind myself of what we were doing.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was really coherent. I was just kind of going on autopilot at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, and it's understandable for the situation.
Yeah. Anyway.
We, at the end of last season, there's like a wrap-up.
Yeah.
Previously on the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, we had gotten a new studio set up.
Yeah.
Had it basically fleshed out, but nothing was permanent.
Yep.
And then 3 days after we got that all set up and we did the podcast, all the tiles fell off the wall and we never put them back up.
Yep.
Since then... we now have two studios. You've got your studio at your house.
Yep.
I've got my new studio here in my new place.
Yep.
And with all the windows open, so you're going to hear birds and people and stuff like that. But
God forbid birds.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing to have to listen to. But yeah, so we've been through like three studios since we started podcasting.
How many episodes did we have? Not a lot.
I mean, I could look. The computer's right there. 14 or 15.
All right.
I did the one by myself, which was just weird.
Right. Well, that one was like a test, wasn't it? Or was that...
Well, no, there was nobody around, and I wanted the podcast, so I just got some stories together, told some stories, played some music, and put it up on the internet.
I was completely out of it. It's... burp.
Yeah.
I was really... I can't even tell you when I would listen back that I was not even... coherent. I already used that word, but I can't think of another one right now.
Yeah.
And as you can tell, I'm coming out of work and I can't think or talk. So not that much has changed.
Well, no, but we're doing it on a Wednesday instead of a Friday.
Yes, which is good.
So it's a little different.
Yeah.
We've
been doing a lot of hiking.
Holy crap.
That's partly my fault. I'm a little addicted right now.
No, and it is. Anybody out there who hikes, it is addictive. I don't care how tired you get while you're hiking. All you want to do when you get done hiking is go hiking.
Yeah.
And we've gone to, so we went down to Delaware Water Gap. We hiked that. We tried to hike Bushkill Falls, but it was still ice covered. We went in
Ricketts Glen.
Oh yeah, Ricketts Glen. I tried to go to Bushkill Falls. Yeah. That was still frozen.
Yes.
Excuse me. We did. We went up the Appalachian Trail down at the Delaware Water.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. Went out to the Grand Canyon of PA.
That was really good.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And then last week, I don't know if I mentioned this before on a previous podcast, but there's a state park near here, and I don't know if I'm going to really say where it is, but it's
somewhere.
It's
a state park.
It's a state park in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And I hiked there years ago with a friend of mine, and this park had gotten hit by a tornado, and I grew up not far from this park, and we went out, we hiked. I'm pretty good at reading a map, and
it's 2014, so you have it on your phone too.
Well, now, but yes. Back then, you know, we just hiked and thought we were going all the way to the left, and we came out all the way to the right. We couldn't figure it out. We just chalked up to the trails got messed up from the tornado, and we left at that. Now, this past weekend, we went hiking, and we've been up to the state park before and hiked other trails. I've been hiked other trails.
That's a good time.
And we went to a trail that I haven't hiked on in a while, and we wound up in a completely different place than we should have.
Yeah.
And when we got back and started looking at the time and where we were, because we walked for what felt like 10 minutes, and you looked down at your phone and said, we've been on a trail for 45 minutes, and yeah. We could not figure that out.
It was some kind of weird,
sorry.
I don't know really what to call it. I don't want to say it was a temporal anomaly, because I don't know if it was, but it was some really weird shit. We started off taking this nice little path and went through some brush, again, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up alongside where this damage was from the tornado,
mm-hmm.
which is still kind of...
they have enclosed so that deer don't destroy the new growth.
Yeah, so we decided to just go a little further because it was too early in the day. It wasn't worth stopping at that point.
Yeah.
And we got to a point where it was kind of crossroads, and we made a decision, which seemed very logical. And then, what was it, about 40 minutes later, we ended up somewhere completely where we shouldn't have been.
Yeah, we wound up again. Mm-hmm. And the weird thing is we started to go the opposite direction and wound up turning around. Now, we're not going to go that far because you had to be back at a certain time. So we start heading back the trail the way we should have. According to the map, we should have gone right back to where the car was, and we wound up going left when we thought we were going right.
Right. Now, that all sounds quaint. Like, it doesn't really sound like that big of a deal, but at one point, you reminded me of what time it was because I had a thing to do with the family.
Yes.
And it was 2 o'clock because you looked at your phone. Mm-hmm. He was like, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah, just keep in mind it's
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's plenty of time. I don't really have to be there until 6. And that was before the tornado damage, and it was before the crossroads. And then once we were already into the detour that we took, I checked my phone, and it was 2:22.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, look at this, 2:22. And it wasn't an issue. It was just like, hey, look what time it is.
Yeah.
And then we kept walking. We took a couple pictures. We ended up where we shouldn't have been. We figured out how we're going to get back. At that point, I checked, and it was 3 o'clock. Then the next time I checked, it was 3:45. And it was 10 minutes.
It felt like 10 minutes we were walking. When you look at the map of where we started, because I started, when we realized we wound up where we shouldn't have been, I started an app that tracks your GPS tracker. And just to see where we went and where, and when I looked at the timestamps on what time we started the tracker, where we were when you realized we had been walking for 45 minutes, and what time the pictures were stamped and where they were taken, none of those times matched up.
No, it's really, really messed with my head because when we checked, we were really deep into this detour, and I made the comment, well, we're kind of deep into this detour. We're not going to turn around because by the time we turned around and made our way back the same way we can, which wouldn't have been an issue,
right?
It's like we passed the point of no return. Yeah. So we kept going. And that was before the road we hit, and it was before we figured out the detour. And I swear to God, it was – I mean, you saw it. You saw the phone.
Yeah, because I looked too.
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then – because I'm like, this is a really good point for us to track how long it's going to take from our, you know, our adventure back. And honest to God, the next time I looked at it, I was – it's that weird thing when something happens and you look at it and you don't believe it and your body's and your mind starts to get kind of conflicting information. And it seemed like I got that like a head rush,
yeah,
kind of. And I'm like, you're not going to believe this. And he's like, what? Like, he's like normal. Like, you're like, oh, would you see a butterfly? You know, like, yeah, kind of thing. And I'm like, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, we've been walking for 45 minutes. And yeah, you're like, no, we haven't. I'm like, look at the time.
Yeah. And
you checked your phone. It was exactly like my phone.
Yep.
And then when we got done, we checked the pictures that we had taken, and the pictures that we took, both on his phone and my phone, conflicted with the times that we were on the trail.
Yes, and then by the time we realized it was 3:45.
Right.
And it felt like it took a half hour to 45 minutes to get back to the car from there. It only took 10 minutes.
Right. And now the tracking – sorry if I'm coming in and out. The tracking app that you had
– yeah,
conflicted completely with the amount of time it took from us to get to the spot that we started to the car.
Yeah, the distance to time ratio was right, but where we checked the phones for time and where we were,
sorry,
that's okay, were, that made no sense. Now, ironically, today I was listening to the Mysterious Universe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Brain farted for a second. Mysterious Universe. They were talking about this exact thing.
Of course they were.
Yeah, it was the two. Yeah. They call it fairy led, where people go to an area and they just kind of lose their ability to find their way. They get lost. And one of the guys they were talking about, this happened in Ohio, and he said he knows the area.
Yeah.
And every time he goes through this area, he gets lost. Either some weird, like a freak accident closes the road, or he can't find an exit. And they said there's definitely something to this, and it seems to be just areas. And it could be something, like maybe our concept of time, we just kind of lost track of time, but our phones there could have been some weird magnetic distortion there. But what the thing that gets me is we made a left and we wound up right.
See, that's where we are different as people. See, you're like, well, we made a left and we ended up somewhere else. And I'm like, well, I knew I'm using a resource and it's accurate and it's connected to everything. It's accurate. And that was different. And right. I knew my perception. And I've had some small weird shit happen in my life. But this was completely dumbfounding.
Yeah. Well, see, I can make sense of the time. The time, from the time we left the car to where we went to the time we wound up, when you look at the total distance,
right,
the time makes sense. What doesn't make sense to me is geographically we wound up somewhere we should not have been.
But the thing that fucked me up, sorry, is, rated R, is that...
It's a podcast. Yeah. They can fucking deal with it.
Well, it's already coded anyway, right?
I guess. I think you could
cut this whole part out. Yeah. The thing that fucks me up is not necessarily the fact that time was different. Time is a man-made thing, you know, or our perception of it. The thing that fucked me up is we were both at, when I said that, at exactly the same time, we were both completely dumbfounded.
Yeah.
We both had the exact same experience where what was happening was not logical. We were in it together. We walked the same road. We walked the same path. We saw the same time, and we were both completely confused.
Yeah.
The only way so far, and I haven't really resolved this issue yet in my brain, is that there was whatever it was, a tornado or whatever it was that touched down. Something happened, and there's some sort of weird magnetic.
Yeah, it messed with something.
Yeah.
The one guy that they talked about on Mysterious Universe actually said that he. he was hiking, and when this happened to him, he hikes a lot, very good with maps, couldn't read the map. And that's kind of what happened. I was looking at the map, and it made perfect sense where we were going at the time. But when we got back to the car, I start looking at it and thinking,
it didn't make sense.
Wait, no. No, because remember at one point, I'm like, no, I figured out what happened. And I looked at the map again. I'm like, wait a second. No, that wasn't what happened.
Yeah.
It's like you almost lose your ability to comprehend where you are.
And that's
very, very, and that's the second time it's happened to me in that place.
What perplexed me is that I was focused, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense at all about the time. And I'm trying, you're like, no, we didn't make a left. We made a right. We didn't make a left. And I'm like, well, time. Like, we had to sound like a couple of, like, newbie hikers just lost in the woods going, I don't know what happened. Do you know what happened?
Yeah. Stand by. I was going to take this. All right. So, sorry, but that was a work-related issue. So, yeah, so that hike was weird. It was just like time vortex.
It didn't make any sense. No. It really didn't. It was things were normal, then things were weird.
That's a freaking loud car out there.
That's not a car. That's the aliens coming back.
Yeah, it's a time vortex coming back to get us.
Anyway, so that was a past hike. But we've been doing... I was dragging him out in the middle of winter, like in February, when there was a foot and a half of snow on the ground and it was zero.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I hiked in that same park, that first trail we hiked on by the waterfalls.
Yeah.
I've hiked that in the winter, and I've never gotten lost out there. Just that.
Well, we weren't
spots.
Really lost.
No, but we weren't where we should have been.
No, we weren't where we should have been.
Or when we should have been.
And or when. Yeah. So besides those small details, we're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We weren't missing days, so.
Thank God.
Okay, so I was reading something. It was just a real quick post by space.com on Facebook, where apparently they had detected the oldest known extrasolar planet, so a planet from outside our solar system.
Really?
2 billion years younger than the age of the universe. So 12 billion years old, they believe this planet is.
So there's a planet older than...
Well, no, the 2 years. Planet. 2 years, or 2 billion years younger than the age of the universe.
I see. Okay. So I'm not at that reference. All right.
Yeah, if the universe is 14 billion years old, this planet is 12 billion years old.
So the planet is like the first thing ever.
Yeah, and they believe that it may be in the habitable zone of its star. So there's a planet that could possibly support life that's 2 billion years old, or 12 billion years old.
We should go.
I don't know where it is.
I don't either. It might take us a while, too. And since we got lost hiking, I don't know what that would actually be like in space.
True. But that's what they're seeing now. So if it's 12 billion years old, that means the light coming from that planet is 12 billion years old, which means it's probably gone by now.
Yeah,
so
it's long gone.
Yeah, it's that whole space...
See, they think so, too.
Close that window. I mean, it's just going to come up from another window, but at least I'll take the edge off of it.
And we're back again.
Well, let's try this again. So what was the other thing I saw? Oh, it was the post by George
Takei? What did he say? I didn't catch it.
Yeah, the post from George Takei. I guess he's got like a Broadway show, and... about his, his life and his family's life as Japanese Americans.
Yeah.
And he, instead of just posting about his show to get people's attention, this is brilliant. He'll post about like weird stuff, like just interesting stories that link back to the site. So you go and you read the story.
And it's on his site.
But
talking about which will refer you back to his show.
Yeah, refer you back to his show. It's a brilliant idea. Yeah. But the link was about how adult cats don't meow at each other.
Oh, I did hear something about that.
Yes.
Not from him, but I did hear it.
Yeah, so kittens meow to get the attention of their parents, and adult cats meow to get the attention of humans.
Huh.
So we've put that behavior. I mean, I guess when they fight, it's not a normal thing for them. They will meow on their own. Obviously, if you see them fighting in the street, they're meowing, but like normal stuff.
Yeah.
And like they have actual, and I used to have a cat that had like a personality. At night, it'd come into my room and it would meow almost inaudibly, like whispering, like, hey, you up? You know?
They're training us.
Yeah, they're getting us ready for the takeover.
Well, that too. I just thought in general their training is like, hey, I want them to eat.
Well, yeah, and when they take over, yeah, because cats aren't from this planet.
Hey, maybe the cats are from that 14-billion-year-old planet.
That could be Catopia.
The city of cats. Catville. Pussyland. No, that's not. That's a different place altogether.
Is that anywhere near Browntown?
Close. It's the next town over.
Brownville. And what else was he? Browndale?
Yeah, Browndale, I didn't even. I don't know.
And then we randomly have been driving around and seeing ties to my family in the area.
That's
which
true.
Which is pretty cool.
Just like show up and, hey, there's a building with your name on it.
Yeah, hey, that building has got your.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I found my, third great or fourth great grandfather on somebody. I've found so many branches of my family tree, but like 3 miles away, buried. He's not still alive, but.
And well, if he was buried alive, that'd be more interesting.
It would be interesting. But it was funny because I went out to this little cemetery to find I found it on Ancestry.com. I found that, you know, he's buried around here. So I went over to this little cemetery, and I don't even know if it was the right one. I pull in, and the guys are there cutting the grass, and they're like, oh, who are you looking for? Because there's only maybe 150, 200 graves in the cemetery. It's small. And I tell him, and he's like, oh, that's over there somewhere. And I go up the road, I park, and I'm walking, and I don't see it. Walking back to the car, I parked right in front of it. I was like 3 feet away from it.
Well, that's always the way.
Yeah, but the stone is so old that there was an inscription on it. And it's gone. That's just, you can see it's there, but you can't read what it says anymore.
After 100 years or so, you know, or 100 years or so.
Yeah, like 1800s.
Then that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
but that's really cool that you found him.
Yeah, and then I found the building for the company that he started, passed on to his son.
The casket company.
Yep. In Scranton, that building. I was there the other day. I went by. I was there, and it looks like they're renovating it. They're going to put apartments in, so the building's going to stay. It's cool. Whatever they do with it is cool, but the building is going to stay, and that's the first building I found, and all the stuff of my family has done in this area. It's the first building that's still standing.
And it's one of the oldest buildings around here, too, right?
It's
late 1800s? Well, maybe not one of the first, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
It's from the very first time it was a city around here.
Yeah, it's old.
It changed from get a little closer. It changed from like a urban area village to an actual city.
Yeah. Yeah, from a hollow.
Yeah.
It was originally Slocum Hollow, and then it became Scranton, and then it was like bigger than New York City for a while.
Rivaled
New York City.
There was more people coming in and out of here than anywhere.
Yeah.
And I think over half the population at one time were foreigners. Not one of the foreigners, but immigrants.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, look at my great-great-grandfather, the Reverend. He came from Germany to Texas and then got sent to Pennsylvania, and there's where my family's pretty much stayed.
Yeah. It's really cool. I really like the genealogy and the history of the area. It's pretty badass.
Yeah. To look at the area, you'd think, there's nothing going on here. But there's so much around here if you just got to look.
Well, most people around here don't really leave their houses. You know, they might watch some sports and eat some food and maybe have some drinks, and then that's it.
That's true.
They don't actually leave.
No. People watch a lot of TV.
So in this area, you can get in your car and drive for 10 to 15 minutes, and you are at gorgeous natural resources. It's just incredible. You could be standing in old growth forests and next to waterfalls and stones, and it's just beautiful. And then people don't do it.
No. And how far? I mean, it took us, what, 3 hours, over 3 hours to get out to the Grand Canyon of PA?
Yeah, we were stuck behind some trucks, so I don't think it would have taken that long normally.
No, probably not. I mean, yeah, we were stuck there. And then we went to, you get out there, and it's all this sign. I've been out there once before. And we're driving, and there's this sign that says Lookout Tower. So I'm like, hey, guys, you want to go check out the Lookout Tower? I didn't see that before. And we drive down this little road, and it turns into a little path, and I got to put it in four-wheel drive. We get this tower, and it's just rusted and rickety, and a little shack. It's like a trailer, And then there's a sign that says $3, swipe credit card, and go through turnstile.
But the turnstile is like the 50s. A 50s prison turnstile. Yeah. Like, it's a cage.
Yeah. I wasn't going in that thing.
And it was so small. Like you said, it was 50s because it wasn't built for the American today. It was tiny. It was like, it was scary looking.
Yeah. Like, we didn't get out of the car. No. We looked at it and go, oh, yeah, that's a cool tower. Time to turn around and go. Get out of here.
Just imagine swiping my card, getting in there, and then it just locks up and freezes, and then you can't get out.
Yeah, ever. And they got your credit card information, and now you're broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we avoided doing that.
It was not it didn't look smart to do.
No. So we went to the Leonard Harrison, right, is that what it's called? Leonard Harrison State Park?
I think so.
Out there in
that was awesome.
Yeah, the park is cool. It's only two hiking trails, but, man.
Worth it.
Yeah, there's some cool
trails.
Well
worth it.
Yeah.
Just the view alone, if you're near it, you got to go look at it.
Yeah, because even just look it up online, get an idea. Yeah. I mean, it's not – they call it the PA Grand Canyon.
But it's not.
It's not like the Grand Canyon, no. But it's – at the park, that's one of the lowest levels. It's like 800 feet. At the deepest, it's 1,400. And then that son of a bitch who lives at the bottom of the gorge –
oh, that dick.
Who needs a canoe to get to his house. I want to punch him in the face.
There were two houses across – there was the main road to get through the park. One of them was a trail. One of them was the road. Across the river on the other side, two houses and a stream between them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. No internet, no phones, no electricity.
No goats, no boats, no goat, right. Motor cars, not a single yesterday.
Yeah, so we ran into him when he was unloading his groceries.
It's a Beavis and Butthead reference.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah. No goats, no boats, no motor cars, not a single yesterday.
I still don't get it. I don't remember.
No, there's no.
Well, I probably saw it a while
ago. That professor Anne Marianne, she's pretty hot. You don't remember that?
Oh, no. That's,
all right, no. Sorry. Got derailed.
Sorry. But yeah, this jerk parks his car, gets his groceries out.
Fire.
And he loads all of his shit up into a canoe. Travels across a river.
We thought he was like dumping stuff out of his car.
Yeah, I honestly thought he was littering.
He's going home.
Yeah.
Bastard.
And then we saw him later on. He was like cutting the grass or something. He was a dick.
Yeah. Which was kind of creepy. We're spying on him from the overlook. Look at him down there cutting his grass.
But it was like the perfect house ever.
Yeah.
Like you're in the middle of, I don't even want to say the woods. Like you're in the middle of an ecosystem that nobody else is around.
Yeah.
You have no neighbors.
A state park on either side.
You have state park on either side. And you can come and go as you want. And no one could get a hold of you.
No.
There was no signal. So you'd just be like, I'm not going to be around. Yeah, no one can get a hold of you.
Yeah, did you have phone signal down there? I know. I sure as hell didn't.
I think I looked once or twice, but I don't think I did.
No?
No.
I mean, when we're hiking, I usually throw my phone in airplane mode because I don't want people to get in touch with me when I'm hiking.
Yeah, I don't remember looking, but I'm pretty sure I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, that was 1,800 feet plus down.
No, 800. Not 1,800.
Oh, 800. Like I said, 800 or so feet down.
1,800 feet. That's another 1,000 feet beyond what we went.
Like I said, it was a big trip, you know?
That's down and back.
A lot of stairs.
And then 200 feet back down.
Yeah. Well, you go down all the way and then you come back.
And then you got to go another 200 feet back down.
Well, no, it's all one consecutive.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's the same distance.
I met the devil. I don't know where you were doing.
You what?
No, 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 no. Sorry, buddy. But it was gorgeous.
Yeah, that was a beautiful park.
And I want to go to see some more falls next time we can. That one, I found this other website, explorepatrails.com, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, hang on.
I
gotta get some of that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if I can, I mean, this is my fault for, you know, getting antsy to podcast and not actually finishing the studio. But I gotta get these windows closed off. So, but it's gonna be hot in here.
The last studio, the last podcast, was in the old studio with the windows open and the crickets chirping. So,
yeah,
this actually ties in very nicely.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. There's a little bit of crap, but it's very still outside. It's usually not this calm out down here because it's kind of down in the valley a little bit, and
it's warm. We usually get
it's a little warm up here,
but normal.
It's cooled off a lot since I got home. But
well, it's not like we're doing jumping jacks or anything.
That's true. It's the, and when I went downstairs for that phone call, it feels like it's 20 degrees cooler
now. Oh, yeah? See, I don't notice it once I've been sitting here.
Yeah, no, I went down. I was like, ooh, it's a little chilly.
But it's funny because I was already commenting since I've been here a few times, and it's I've been really bad with being in front of the mic. Sorry, everybody. There's a baffle in front of me, so I'm trying to make eye contact. Yeah. So, like I've been saying, the it's so quiet on the street. See, as you could tell how quiet it is. There's only birds. Every time I've been over here, no cars, birds.
Yeah.
And now, since we've been doing this, I've heard more cars coming through here than I've ever.
Yeah, well, they're actually usually hear them, but now that you're aware Maybe. Of it, yeah, you hear them more.
Jerks.
But it's that time of day where everybody's coming home from work and.
Yeah, work sucks, stuff. Man.
It does. Not a fan.
No, but you got to do what you got to do. Unfortunately,
that's very true.
I had two meetings today with my boss and his boss, and it was good, I guess. But you really shouldn't have to have meetings like that all the time.
No, you shouldn't. No. Meetings, they're not good. Huh. They're not fun. I don't like meetings. This is like all the meeting you need.
If it's a meeting where, if there's a meeting where you get something done, like I need to get this done, and then you figure it out. But when there, you sit down to a meeting, and someone goes, "So how's everything going?" Be like, "Well, I'm not at my desk doing work.
Unless we're accomplishing something here, I'd like to go get some work done."
Yeah,
yeah. I actually today got stuff accomplished.
I did get some things accomplished in one of my other meetings. There was some progress made, so it wasn't all bad.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, I got yelled at. So.
What are you, in kindergarten? He yelled at you?
Well, not by anybody I work with.
Oh, okay.
It was just.
I was going to say.
There was an issue that went awry, and I had to try to get it back under control. You know, I'm the one that fixes things, so.
I got you.
I don't want to say I got yelled at, but. I didn't get, like, a bacon double cheeseburger and a puppy. So it wasn't that good. You know, it wasn't good.
Is that a bacon double cheeseburger with a side of puppy? Or?
Well, yeah, I wasn't thinking the puppy's on the bacon double cheeseburger.
Right. I mean, is the puppy just like, I got a puppy? Or is that, like, part of some kind of bizarre happy meal?
Well, listen, if you were having a bad day and someone showed up and gave you the best bacon double cheeseburger ever and then gave you a puppy...
I wouldn't eat the puppy.
Well, no, but wouldn't that be, like, awesome?
Well, that would be a pretty good day, I guess. Yeah. That really depends, because I can't have dogs here, so that wouldn't be a good day for the dog, because I'd be like, oh, little puppy, all right, you go scurry on.
No poop.
It's papoose.
Das poop.
Das poop.
Anyway.
That's funny.
So, yeah, this is good to get us back into this, because it's been way too long. I lost a whole lot of time. Yeah. Went by fast.
It did. I mean, when you think about it, if it was last August, it's June. So it's almost been a year since we've done this.
Yeah. And then that was only kind of a thrown together. I mean, I don't want to say thrown together, but it wasn't. The issues were going on already. So
yeah, we kind of did that last episode as a way to kind of.
Yeah, decompress or something.
Decompress or just kind of get away from everything that was going on. Because, I mean, you were going through...
Stuff.
Yeah, everything you were going through. And I was up in the air and what I was doing. Yeah. You know, where was I going? I was you know, crashing in your spare room for how long? And, you know, like, almost a year and a half.
That went by fast, though.
It did. It really did. But, I mean, I was like, I got to figure out what the hell's going on. Am I staying up here? Am I going back to Florida? What am I doing? It looks like I'll be staying here for, you know, at least another 11 months, because that's what my lease is here.
Well, it's as long as we can have some decent weather like it is now. It was supposed to be raining all day today, but...
Yeah, no, it hasn't been bad.
Beautiful. I'm just happy that I get to go outside. I'm addicted now to hiking.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's sad where you have, like, a day off, and you're like, why am I not walking somewhere in the woods?
And now, did your backpack come?
No, damn it. It's tomorrow. It's coming. And then my boots are not going to show up until next week. So
now you're accessorizing. Which is funny because
I
when
was
we,
making fun of people, but I knew it was going
to
happen.
When we went out to the Delaware Water Gap and we were hiking, we're going to go to one spot and the trails got wiped out by floods years ago, and I haven't been there for a while, so I missed the one turn. But we said, we're just going to keep taking this trail because you really can't lose out there where we're hiking. Anywhere you go, even like the crappy part of the trail was nice.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. And I mean, you walk out. We actually went out along the river, or not along the river, but the whatever that creek is that comes down, it feeds into the Delaware. And then it goes up and it meets up with the Appalachian Trail. We went up this little pond. We had we ate lunch. But everybody's looking at you because you're dressed like you just you're walking back to your desk.
See, that's where I grew up next to, I don't want to say the wilderness, but I didn't grow up next to, it wasn't in suburbia.
Right.
I mean, I was, but only on one side of me. And then I could just walk into the woods. And
just the one side.
Just the one side. So my whole life, my whole childhood was you put a pair of waterproof boots on, most likely work boots because you needed work boots to do shit.
Yeah.
And then you just go for a walk. And that's what you do. And so that was my whole life. And that still really is how I feel.
Yeah.
The only difference is that everybody on the trail has a fancy little backpack.
They look like they're going to the Yukon. Yeah,
they have a hydro pack and a big backpack. And they got these fancy boots with the big wool socks that come over them.
They got the sticks.
And they got the sticks. And I'm just standing there in some work boots and like a plaid sleeveless shirt that you'd see somebody wear in an office. Now, maybe not that bad.
Yeah. Well, not sleeveless. You make yourself sound sleeve. Like you're Larry the Cable Guy.
That'd actually be funny.
Yeah.
No.
But get her done.
No, I just look like just a guy who went to the local convenience store for some milk
and he got lost. Yeah, exactly.
And people would do the same thing every time. They'd look at you and they'd start talking to you, and then they'd look at me and they keep looking back and forth.
Did you just rescue this guy?
Like, how come he doesn't have a backpack?
And it's not like I just had my hydro pack. I got a Camelback pack, and I got I think it's the hat. I look like I belong out in the woods with the hat. It's just a bucket hat. It's like a Columbia bucket hat.
I know that we're not going miles in camping.
No.
We're going on a trek where all I need is a water, and I can make it back.
Yeah, the one dude had like six canteens. Who the hell carries canteens anymore? He had canteens. He had a pack of dogs following him.
Everybody's looking at me going, well, where are you from?
Way too. Although, I'd rather see that than when I was at I was down by Bushkill Falls at there's a spot called Raymondskill Falls. And it's not a big trail, but you walk down and there's this little family there from New York City. And they were clutching onto that railing. Like the husband had he was holding on to railing, and like when I say white knuckle, like you could see like his bones popping out of his hands.
He's never been outside in his life.
Grasping on to his little kid, and they're like, come on. And, I was like, wow, man. The clothes the kid were wearing cost more than my car.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be out here in the woods.
I've noticed that a lot where there is a ton of people who think that is a recreation, where they're like, instead of going for hot dogs in a park, they're like, oh, we're going to go for a little walk.
Yeah.
And
this isn't paved.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get all freaked out.
But some of it's good that you have a lot of people who aren't. We've seen people who are new to the country.
Yeah.
And they are actually experiencing
the country.
Which I love.
Yeah, and the people who live here are just like, it's the woods. There's bugs out there.
The thing, we live in the Pocono region where I look out my office window and see, mountains and a ski resort, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And people hate it. They're like, oh, got to shut these windows. You can't have sun and beautiful stuff come in.
Yeah. And like where I live, I'm like a 5-block walk, not even, to a park that connects to another park that connects to part of the Heritage Trail. Yeah. That at some point, you could walk like 40 miles.
Actually, I was looking on that one website, and it looks like from Carbondale up, there are trails that are marked.
Oh, really?
So I don't know how well it is, but it's there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And they're doing a good job. They could have done without the paving the trail.
Yeah.
They could have left the crushed gravel, but I guess for accessibility reasons.
Yeah, I guess they're doing it for maybe people who might be handicapped or the elderly or something like that.
Which is great because, I mean, everybody should be out there experiencing. It should be out of the house. No, there's no reason to be inside when it's nice out.
Not everybody's like us and go, oh, we're going to go for a 15-minute walk, and then 2.5 hours later we're like, oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Or me, who forgets that hills are hills, and you guys are like, oh, how's that trail? Oh, that's flat. You got to remember, I grew up like 2 miles up a hill, and, you know, to walk anywhere.
Well, a hill isn't bad for me, but after like 3 hours, a hill, another hill is another like, hill. Wait, we have to go another hill, and then we still have to get back to the vehicle.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, like, after a couple of hours, I get to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get a little tired.
That was, I was tired after that, because it's just... going down the trail and then coming back up, the stairs, they put stairs in on this trail because it is fairly steep.
Yeah, but you need them on that trail.
They put stairs in to make it easier, but, man, the stairs make it harder than just walking up an inclined path.
For us, because we're used to just stone.
Yeah, just keep going.
And dirt.
Yeah, climb over some rocks and just go.
But for most people, they like the stairs.
Yeah, I like the part where, like, that when we were down in Delaware, and we're hiking, and every once in a while, I'll zone out, and I go into, like, locomotive mode. I don't even know what to call it. I'm gone. And all of a sudden, I'll snap out of it, and I'll turn around. You're gone. I'm like, oh, I'll just sit here and wait. Yeah. I don't know how long I've been walking. I just zoned out. I'm enjoying everything, and I just took off.
Well, we went from creek level up to the top of the mountain in a very short amount of time, and I was... Well, when we did that, I was probably about 40 pounds heavier, at least.
Yeah.
So by the last quarter, I that last hop, I'm like, okay, I need to slow down a little bit.
And I'm just like, da 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 da.
You're like, whoa, where are you? I'm like, don't worry about it. It's like, it's not like there's a lot of trails where I could deviate.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm so used to hiking by myself that I'll get on a trail and all of a sudden I'll be.
Well, I do that too.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I better pull up my GPS, figure out where the hell I am, because I don't know.
Well, I just did that in that one, what the hell was it, a conservatorship or the conservation area, whatever the hell that was.
Conservancy, whatever, the hell, Varden.
Varden, yeah. Yes, it was Varden, and I went to the one spot, and it seemed more clear cut, it wasn't old. And I don't know if it all was, but I went to the other spot. There's like two different spots. And I just walked up to the tree line, and you could see where they clear-cut part of it to show the entrance. And these trees were just old.
Yeah.
And you could see how old. And I'm just like, well, all right. And I just disappeared, and I'm just walking around, wandering. And there were so – the trails were so short, and they intersected so much that there were parts of that where – I'm standing there going, I know I was on that trail. And then I kind of turn around a couple times, and then I couldn't figure out where I came from. So there was this one spot where it intersected. It wasn't necessarily a crossroads. They weren't perfect like a cross. But there were four different trails. And when I started kind of turning around, looking at the map, the actual map, I couldn't place where I just came from.
Right. That's when having one of those tracking apps is.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I know I've been down there. But
it was so short. I'm like, well, I'm just going to go this way because I know it's all going to eventually end up. So I know I'll come back to the main trail.
Yeah.
That was actually really awesome. We have to go back to that one.
Yeah. I lived not far from there for a little while, and I never went there. It may not even been open when I lived there. It was just a long time ago.
The only problem I had with it is people. There was not too far from it was a dirt bike course, and then there was also a gun range not too far. So
you can get run over and then shot.
Well, nowhere near, like nowhere that intersects the trails.
But close enough you can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're standing there, and you're like, oh, look up. You can hear the bullfrogs, and then all of a sudden you're like, ring, ring, you know? You're like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you get back about ready to get attacked by Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm pulling out all kinds of references today. Ooh.
Oh, there
you go. Yeah, that was not a reference.
You
that
pulled
was my,
something
that
out was of my there. Chair. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what happens when you buy a folding chair at Big Lots. They make funny noises.
Big Lots.
Big Lots. Although, I remember when I went down to, I spent a few days in Florida. I went down for a job interview and went down to see my sister. And I went hiking. It was on my birthday. I camped. Spent my birthday camping at, well, not really camping, in it, rented a cabin because they had no campsites available. I was going to take my tent down to set up camp, and they gave me, you know, there was a cabin. And I was walked out that night, and there was that cat in the guardrail.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, I walk out. There's a river comes through, like a little stream, and then there's a pond. And I walk out there, and I'm kind of looking for alligators because I miss looking for alligators. And I wasn't, like, in the water, but I was up on the the overpass.
That's a sane comment. I usually go looking for alligators.
Well, not, like, swimming in the water looking for them, but you go out at night, and you can take your phone or flashlight and shine it, and you see eyes all over the place. It's pretty cool. So I'm there, and I hear, like, really loud and kind of metallic sounding. I hear, what the hell is that? So I back away from the guardrail, and I and I'm like, all right. I try to pinpoint where the sound's coming from, and I kind of see where it is. I walk down a little bit, and I look in, and it's down further now. And it's echoing through the metal of the guardrail. It was really creepy. So, I mean, it was very creepy. And when you're not used to an area, and it's dark because there was no moon, and you know there's alligators around, and then you're hearing the sound, you're like, what the fuck is going on? And then I wind up moving down a little bit more and looking, dumb me, I don't run away, I go towards it. And then and this is the smallest cat I've ever seen. He was like 6 inches high. He was tiny. And he's growling at me like that, and he's going, rah, rah, rah. And I'm like, what are you, the penguin?
Yeah.
And I just walked away, and he was just mad because I wasn't falling for his, he was smart, making noises in the guardrail to, you know, make himself sound bigger, but I wasn't falling for it, and he was mad at me.
Was it a wild cat?
I guess. I mean, there's really nobody who lives in the park, and that was a big park.
Pizza.
Yeah, it was the Myakka River State Park.
God bless you.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was looking up a few. I have a few more I want to hit, smaller trails, but I do want to go see some waterfalls.
Yeah. I mean, the falls we saw this past weekend are nice. They're small, but they're nice. Really nice. That has to be my favorite trail.
But now that I actually have a pack where I'm not carrying a water with me.
You don't have it yet there.
Well, it'll come tomorrow.
Well, when you and get
then
it,
I'll
then,
be cool.
Yeah, then you
and
can.
And then I get a name tag.
You got to get your trail name.
Those big wool socks that I saw people wearing and the big boots that they don't need to have on.
They got the cleats.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Some people just get. Look, I understand. If you're doing something, some of those people were actually hiking the Appalachian Trail. There's a campsite right by the trail. That. And they were just out for a hike. So they probably just, that's the gear they had, and that's what they took. That I absolutely agree. But
some people.
The guy who's walking around with the sweater around his vest, around his neck, and he's wearing, you know, the boots, and, you know, you can tell he's on his iPhone while he's walking down the trail. Yeah, he's not on the Appalachian
Trail. Like, I'm a hiker because I bought all the equipment to be a hiker.
He's taking selfies on the trail. Look at me.
Like, yeah, unless you've just decided to leave your house one day and go to the nearest set of railroad tracks and just walk them until you get tired or something like that.
Yeah, pull a Forrest Gump.
You know, you're just like, how far? It's getting dark. Well, I just turn around.
Yeah.
You know.
I've done that.
So
I haven't gotten on the tracks and walked, but I've just been like, all right, I'm going to go see how far I can go.
It's the people who have a hobby because they want to say they have a hobby.
Yeah.
I don't like those people.
Yeah. Or I do it because I enjoy it.
Well, me too.
And, I mean, there's some days where I'll go out, like on Friday. I'm off Friday and Saturday. And I'll go out on Friday and I'll go hike somewhere. And then Saturday, we'll go hike somewhere. And by the end of the hike, I'm burnt. But I'm like, if I'm not busy, work's not busy on Sunday, I'll go again Sunday, you know.
That's how I was this past week. Like, we did that where we got lost, and we were out there for about 4 hours from the first spot.
From the first spot to the second spot, yeah.
And then I got up for Sunday, and I'm like, well, it's beautiful out, and I guess I might as well just go do something. And that's where I went to the conservation area.
Yeah. That
you should go to that one side. Friday, if you're bored.
I might get ballsy and go back to the time warp place and see what happens.
Yeah, do it. Bring a stopwatch.
Yeah. Bring two. And then leave one running in a car and take one with me?
You get to the car and I'm there and everything else is destroyed. And yeah, I'm riding a giant, you know, hybrid between a tiger and a bear.
A bearger.
And I got a big spear that's, it's like got neon lights and stuff. Because it'll be the future, you know.
That sounds weird.
Oh, I know. Then you'll know.
Yeah.
Just send me a text and let me know what year to come back.
You just can never change your phone number.
All right.
Because I'm not going to be able to text you. It's like 50 years in the future, I'm going to be like, ah, shit, that number doesn't work anymore.
I'm going to show up and I'm going to be like half a cyborg and half an old man with a big long beard. And be like, you look familiar.
I remember when I got lost on that trail.
And then you'll come out, and then I'll go back in, and then I'll get younger and come back to the past. Hey, maybe I'm not me. Maybe I'm the guy from the future. That'd be cool.
Now you've got me confused.
Of course. It's all temporal.
It was it was definitely yeah. I need to figure out what the hell happened there.
Well, you try to do that because I'm going to give up. It was too freaky. All I know is it was weird. 3 o'clock. We started hiking back. It was the last – I mean, we got lost. We were beyond – far beyond the point of no return.
Yeah.
So now we had to work our way back, and in 10 minutes, we walked 45 minutes.
You know, one thing they said on the – when they're talking about that ferry lead, I think they call it.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Was the way to get – to break that is the – like – turn a shirt inside out or like pull your pockets out because the reason behind it, they think why stuff like that works is because your brain gets so it's like sighing when you're hiking to reset your breathing pattern. You do something so unusual,
your brain that goes,
it snaps
you
your brain out of it. Yeah. And then you're like, because really when we were going back, I was so baffled where we wound up, and I knew I was still having a hard time following the map. And I wasn't looking at it as the trails. I was going by the signposts.
Yeah.
And that's the only way I could really make sense of where we were going. But it still didn't make sense.
I just realized when we got to that point where I checked my phone and I'm like, well, let's see how far we've been going. That just kind of, my brain at that point, because I don't want to say I was dehydrated because I had water still.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's the other weird thing. We were out there for a long time.
We didn't
drink.
No,
we weren't thirsty.
No.
It's not like we were walking. Because I'm usually. I mean, you can hear when I'm talking. I'm always grabbing my water bottle. But I mean, this is what a liter bottle, right? Yeah. And that's it. I had, you know, a bottle like that, and
I had like an 8 ounce bottle, and I didn't drink. I drank maybe half, a little bit more.
Yeah.
I finished it when we got back, and we were out there for hours.
Yeah, we were out there for a long time.
I was just. It was really confusing. Well, I shouldn't say – I mean, it wasn't confusing, but it was perplexing.
Yes.
And as I was walking, I couldn't stop – my brain wouldn't stop trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and that's the worst part. Now you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Right.
And so now I can see the time difference there because now your brain is in overdrive.
But it was confusing.
But the fact that I don't remember walking for 45 minutes.
No, I don't either. But then when I tried
to – Between those 2 points.
When I try to backtrack my memory to see what we talked about –
It was a frog.
It was the frog. Yeah. But when we tried, like, I remember starting off, and then we passed by a big pile of poop, a horse or something.
All right. And yeah, there was a lot of horse poop on the trail.
And then I remember we were having conversation, but I can't put my finger on exactly what we were talking about or for how long until I picked up my phone. It was weird.
Yeah, I just remember when you said we've been hiking for 45 minutes, and I was like, no, we couldn't have. We've been hiking for 10 minutes.
That's when I said, I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm like, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
Because I completely forgot about the other story you told me, and I'm like, yeah, you're not gonna believe this. Something's wrong. And you're like, what? I'm like, no, something's not right.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? I'm like, well, we've been walking for 45 minutes, and you're like, nah. I'm like, check your phone. And your phone was exactly like my phone.
Yeah. And then it seemed like it took 45 minutes from there. But according to it just doesn't make sense.
No, none of it makes sense. And that's why I can't wrap my head around it. Something weird happened.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say my equilibrium was off because I can't, that's not really true. But that the last half of it, something weird happened where I don't know.
Well, I think there's some kind of electromagnetic.
That's what I'm. I'm putting my money on that.
Something in the electromagnetics. Maybe something in the rocks, because there is a lot of granite there.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe there's a lot of high electrical
was
storms.
Fucked up for the next day and a half. It just would not. I have the Android has got the swipe keyboard, and that's what I use to type all the time. And I'm texting. Usually, it'll be a couple things that go through because I don't really look at. But for like the next day, my texts were just coming through all crazy. My alarm wasn't working right.
You'd respond to me, not this, not what this.
Yeah, it was just weird. Like I'm like, oh no, that's not what I'm typing.
My phone was okay afterwards, but my phone seemed completely okay the entire time. That's the problem.
Yeah, and this is what really messes me up. If we had the same phone on the same network, maybe it was a network glitch. You've got AT&T, I've got T-Mobile.
Yep.
My phone was in airplane mode. You've got an iPhone, I've got an Android. You can't get more different.
No. And mine was, I had bars, so I was I was connected to the internet when I was out there.
Yeah, so I don't know how the times got.
Right. And then I took a picture that had a timestamp after. The timestamp was after.
The time when you looked at the phone, 10 minutes after you took the picture.
Right. I checked my phone. And then, or I took a picture, and then 10 minutes later, I checked my phone, and it was a different timestamp. So I don't understand. It just doesn't make any sense.
No. I might go back and hike that exact same trail.
Do it. And then, if I don't hear from you for a couple of years, then I'll just keep showing up every year on the anniversary when you go.
Yeah.
I'll just show up. It's the 4th, so... And then, this Friday, I'll just, every year.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Well, if it works that way. Maybe it's like every 37 and a half days.
Or maybe you'll go back in time.
Ooh. Well, then I wouldn't be here now.
Maybe you are your own grandfather. That'd be cool.
That would be weird.
Well, you wouldn't know it. Or maybe you would.
Maybe I would. You'd have to know the difference in technology if you went back that far. Well, if all of a sudden I came out of the trail and there was a horse and buggy sitting there. I'd be like,
Well, there wouldn't even be a horse and buggy back then at that road. There wouldn't have been a road back then. So you'd be hiking very far.
Yeah. Wearing very strange clothes for the time.
Maybe get lynched.
Might. Get chased. Now it's quiet.
Now it's quiet. When we're wrapping everything up, it's quiet.
See, that's what I like about this little area. The funny thing is, the place that I moved to,
Is a house down from where
I lived before I moved to Florida.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's just weird. It's how I normally do things like this. It happened in about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
I didn't get the job.
Somewhere to live.
Yeah, I didn't get the job in Florida. Texted a friend. You don't know anybody who's renting a house, do you? Because I didn't want to rent an apartment. I wanted to rent a house. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm walking by one right now. I came down about 20 minutes later.
Yep.
Met with a landlord, handed him the money, so I'm moving in. Just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. But it's good.
I don't like dicking around and stuff like that.
Well, no, because then you have to, the sooner you move in, the sooner you get settled.
Yeah. Well, and then you're looking at different things, and, do I like this house more? I like the house. I like the neighborhood.
Well, it's a good neighborhood. I mean, I like it. It's been, I think the only reason I notice it now is because of the mics.
Yeah.
But it's quiet.
It is.
Dead quiet, and all you hear is birds. And well, occasionally a church.
Yeah. Yeah, if we would have been doing this at 6 o'clock,
yeah.
All you would have heard, because there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Next on Sesame Street, we count.
6, churches. Yeah, there's like 6 churches right here. Like, I can look out the window and see the steeples of 4 of them.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
It's crazy how many churches are down here. So we'll wrap this up, and I guess we'll just continue with the tradition. Don't use your phone and drive. I'm gonna make a bumper sticker, and maybe I'll put it on like Zazzle or something that says unless Zazzle. No, because and I'll see if anybody buys it. It's gonna say unless you're driving a phone booth, get off the damn phone.
It's bad. It's real bad.
It's oh my god.
I honestly do not. I refuse to go out on the weekends, if I have to go anywhere, I have to, it's early.
Early, yeah.
And then I'm done because I don't want to go around anybody.
Yeah, my job, the most dangerous thing used to be falling off a ladder. Now the most dangerous thing is, and they've done a statistic on this, the most dangerous thing for anyone in the service industry who goes to like house to house and does installs or anything like that, the most dangerous thing is sitting at a stop sign or red light. We had a guy get hit not far from here, sitting at a stop sign at the red light. Girl rear-ends him. He gets out of the car. The first thing she says with the phone in her hand, still texting, is my insurance rate's going to go up?
Exactly.
And then when the cop shows up.
She doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, by the time the cop showed up, she had a sandwich in one hand, the phone in the other, and the cop's like, you're going to have to put that stuff down or I'm arresting you. And he looked at the cop looked at my tech and he goes, was she on the phone when she hit you? And he goes, I didn't see it. He goes, when I passed her, I thought I saw her on the phone. And then he goes, and the cop goes, yeah, she probably was on the phone.
Yeah. Well, when on my way down here, just however long ago it was, I coming through side streets, so it's not busy. It's not necessarily really busy. I stop at a stop sign, and I'm not going to say I came to a dead stop, but I stopped. And as I'm seeing myself stopping, someone is coming down a road perpendicular, kind of rolls right through that stop sign. I could see the phone coming right towards me in my lane to the point where I had to slide over. And then when they get to my intersection, the one I just came through, they just drove right through it. Just
yeah.
Right through. No indication, not even slowing down.
Nope.
So yeah, attention. So be very careful and get off your phone.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that's going to do it for season 2, episode 1.
Nice. Welcome back, Cotters. Play that song.
Do do do. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. See? I'm not playing that song.
No, I know. Okay, it's cost too much money. Yeah, but Susan. This is good. Now we got to start doing it as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Works for me.
All right.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye. You're listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast.